Good morning! Oh, it's a beautiful morning, isn't it? Hey, I just had my breakfast. I had a great breakfast. You know, I had watermelon, and I had peanut butter and licorice. Oh, I feel good. I'm gonna go outside and play now, okay?
Okay!
You talking flowers, they're wild, huh? See you later!
We built this city! We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Say you don't. Recognize my face. Say you don't care who goes to that kind of place. Knee deep in the hoopla, sinking in your fight. Too many runaways eating up the night. Marconi plays the mambo. Listen to the radio. Don't you remember?
We built this city on
One day I know we'll find a place of hope. Just hold on to me. Just hold on to me. Just hold on to me. One day there'll be a place for us.
Woman on the radio talks about revolution.
not hard to realize. Just look into her false colored eyes. She'll build you up to just put you down. What a clown, 'cause everybody knows the things she does to please. She's just a little tease. See the way she walks, hear the way she talks. Number 37, have a look. She's going to smile to make you frown. What a clown. Little boy, she's from the streets. Before you start, you're already beat. She's gone to play you for a fool. Yes, it's true, 'cause everybody knows the things she does to please. She's just a little tease. See the way she walks, she does to please. She's just a little tease.
And where have you been, my darling young one? I've stumbled on the side of 12 misty mountains. I've walked and I crawled on 6 crooked highways. I've stepped in the middle of 7 side forests. I've been out in front of a dozen dead oceans. I've been 10,000 miles in the mouth of a graveyard. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard rain. You're gonna fall. Oh, what did you see, my blue-eyed son? And what did you see, my darling young one? I saw a newborn baby with wild wolves all around it. I saw a highway of diamonds with nobody on it. I saw a black branch with blood that kept dripping. I saw a room full of men with their hammers a-bleeding. I saw a white ladder all covered with water. I saw 10,000 talkers whose tongues were all broken. I saw guns and sharp swords in the hands of young children. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, and it's a hard, it's a hard rain's gonna fall. Oh, what did you hear, my blue-eyed son? And what did you hear, my darling young one? I heard the sound of a thunder that roared out a warning. I heard the roar of a wave that could drown the whole world. I heard 100 drummers whose hands were ablazing. I heard 10,000 whispering and nobody listening. I heard one person starve, I heard many people laughing. I heard the song of a poet who died in the gutter. I heard the sound of a clown who cried in the alley. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard rains are gonna fall. Oh, what did you meet, my blue-eyed son? And who did you meet, my darling young one? I met a young child beside a dead pony. I met a white man who walked a black dog. I met a young woman whose body was burning. I met a young girl, she gave me a rainbow. I met one man who was wounded in love. I met another man who was wounded in hatred. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard rain are gonna fall. And what'll you do now, my blue-eyed son? And what'll you do now, my darling young one? I'm a-going back out for the rain starts a-falling. I'll walk to the depths of the deepest dark forest, where the people are many and their hands are all empty, where the pellets of poison are flooding their waters, where the home in the valley meets the damp, dirty prison. And the executioner's face is always well hidden, where hunger is ugly, where the souls are forgotten, where black is the color, where none is the number. And I'll tell it and speak it and think it and breathe it, and reflect from the mountains so all souls can see it. And I'll stand on the ocean until I start sinking, but I'll know my song well before I start singing. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, and it's a hard, it's a hard rain are gonna fall.
How could that happen? How could that happen again? was I looking when all his horses come in? And he built an army of kamikaze. Willing pilots flying, interfacing space and beyond. Build an army to come and find me.
Going well, the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze, and skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody's talking at me, can't hear a word they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. I won't let you leave my love behind. No, I won't let you leave.
Kid.
Maybe he liked older women.
Captain Blumberg was just telling me something of the interesting history of the palace, the importance it played in the mutiny.
It seems the British never forget the mutiny of 1857.
Yes, well, you know, I think there are other events before the mutiny, going back a century, back to the time of Clive, that are more interesting.
And what events are those, Dr. Jones?
Well, if memory serves me correctly, this area, this province, was the center of activity for the Thuggee.
Ah, sneak surprise.
What's the surprise?
Dr. Jones, you know perfectly well the Thuggee cult has been dead for nearly a century.
Yes, of course. The Thuggee was an obscenity that worshipped Kali with human sacrifices. The British Army nicely did away with them.
Well, I suppose stories of the Thuggee die hard.
There are no stories anymore.
I'm not so sure. We came from a small village. Peasants there told us Panko Palace was growing powerful again because of some ancient evil.
Village stories, Dr. Jones. They're just fear and folklore. You're beginning to worry, Captain Blumber.
Not worried, Mr. Prime Minister. Just interested.
But you're not eating.
I had bugs for lunch. Give me your hat.
Why?
Because I'm going to puke in it.
You know, the villagers also told us Bangkok Palace had taken something.
Dr. Jones. In our country, it's not usual for a guest to insult his host.
I'm sorry. I thought we were talking about folklore.
Excuse me, sir. Do you have anything simple, like soup?
What exactly was it they say was stolen?
A sacred rock.
You see, Captain? A rock.
Something connected. The villager's rock and the old legend of the Shankara stones.
Dr. Jones, You're all vulnerable to vicious rumors. I seem to remember that in Honduras you were accused of being a grave robber rather than an archaeologist.
Well, the newspapers greatly exaggerated the incident.
And wasn't it the Sultan of Madagascar who threatened to cut your head off if you ever returned to his country?
No, it wasn't my head.
Then your hands, perhaps.
No, it wasn't my hands. It was my misunderstanding.
Exactly what we have here, Dr. Jones.
I have heard the evil stories of the thuggy cult. I thought the stories were told to frighten children. Later, I learnt the thuggy cult was once real and did of unspeakable things. I'm ashamed of what happened here so many years ago, and I assure you, this will never happen again in my kingdom.
If I offended you, then I am sorry.
Ah, dessert. Chilled a monkey brain.
I don't need another turn to cry. No, I don't wanna learn the hard way. Baby, hello, oh no, goodbye. But you got me like a rocket, shooting straight across the sky. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's impossible. This kiss, this kiss. Cinderella said to Snow White, how does love get so off course? Oh, all I wanted was a white knight with a good heart, soft touch, fast horse. Ride me off into the sunset, baby, I'm forever yours. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's unthinkable. This kiss, this kiss. Unsinkable. This kiss, this kiss. You can kiss me in the moonlight, on the rooftop, under the sky. Oh, you can kiss me with the windows open while the rain comes pouring inside. Oh, kiss me in sweet slow motion. Let's let everything slide. You got me floating. You got me flying. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's subliminal. This kiss, this kiss.
Hi there. Are you interested in the White House? I work there. I'm the press secretary. My name's Jerry Ross. Maybe you've heard of me? You wouldn't believe the pressure of my job. It's nice to see a new face. Hey, are you doing anything? Because if you want, I could give you a personalized tour. Would you like that?
Hey, Midge, it's me. Can you let me in?
Oh, hello, Mr. Ross.
Sure.
We're just a little nervous around here after what happened to Congress.
Exactly. Many great men and women have passed through here. Now we're passing through here. Just good, don't it? You're very graceful. I like that.
Come here.
Kennedy Room.
Pretty nifty, huh? Comfortable, I see. Outstanding. How's my lady doing? Get that gum out of your mouth.
going to pull it off of me, will you? Get up! Get out! Are you doing that now? Kato! Release me, you fool!
Inspector Clouseau's residence.
Give me that telephone, you idiot.
Inspector Clouseau here?
This is the commissioner. You are back on the Gambrelli case.
Well, Kato, I'm back on the case. Now to set the trap, catch the killer, and prove to the world that Maria Gambrelli is innocent of murder. Hello, this is Inspector Clouseau. Connect me with my assistant immediately, will you? You know, I'm ashamed of myself, Kato. I forgot the first rule of self-defense. No matter what the circumstances, always anticipate the unexpected. Had you been a real assassin, you might have killed me. We're going to have to accelerate our training program. You must learn to attack me whenever and wherever I least expect it. And you must give no quarter. Understand? Hello, Hercule. This is Clouseau. I am back on the case. Right. Release Maria Gambrelli at once and make a reservation for two tonight, 8 o'clock at the Cafe au Lait. Right. Bye-bye. Kato, unpack my things and lay out my new blue suit. I'm going to have a lovely hot soak in a nice warm bath, and I will plan out my strategy.
Love is you.
They're both professionals. This is personal.
Yeah, they come to snuff the rooster.
my mind.